He said, the old man is gone when you've been redeemed. That's so true. If you've been redeemed, the old man's gone. He's not no longer there. If you have a copy of God's Word this morning, I would ask you to turn with me to the book of John. John chapter number 9. We're going to begin reading in verse number 29. I want to preach a little subject this morning on poor reception. Poor reception. When you just can't hear the way you once did, or you just can't get it like you used to get it. You know how when you got a cell phone and they say, hey, and nobody answers, and they say, hey, and nobody answers, say, hey, can you hear me now? And then they say, hey, can you hear me now? And then you're hollering back, I can hear you now. And they're hollering back, can you hear me now? That's where we're at this morning. We was going to go to John chapter number 10, but the Holy Ghost said, we need to stop right here for just a moment. If you got a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says in John chapter number 9 and verse number 29, the Bible says, we know that God spake unto Moses, as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. And the man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing, that we know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Know ye not? Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if a man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou was born in sins, and now you're going to try to teach us? And they cast him out. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and we had found him. He said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, boy, I hope we've all done this. He said, Lord. And he said, Lord. He didn't call him master. He said, Lord. You know what a Lord is? Lord's over your life. He lords everything. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, we've come to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray this morning of the sound of my voice that every man, woman, boy, or girl can say that they've called you Lord. They've turned and looked to Jesus as the author and finisher of their faith. And Lord God, I'd pray this morning that you would just do a mighty work in this service. Lord, I'd pray this morning if they be an individual that's never called you Lord, has never looked at you as their Lord this morning, that they would come under conviction of the Holy Ghost and they'd make you Lord this morning. Lord, I would ask you this morning to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord God, if they be any poor reception this morning, Lord God, I'd pray this morning we tune in. Father God, we get tuned in right where you are. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. Poor reception. Poor reception this morning. As we look here in the text, the Pharisees, they accused Jesus of being a deceiver and also a sinner. We've been going over this for some weeks now, and they did that because of poor reception. You know that in John chapter number 3, in verse number 10, that Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, how can you not understand being a Pharisee? He said, how can you not understand that a man must be born again? The blind man responded right here in verse 31, and that's what we want to look at. Look at this. And he gave us a major lesson on who God hears and what hinders God from hearing or making poor reception. As we read into the Word of God this morning, I want you to get this. The Bible says, now we know that God heareth not sinners. We know that God heareth not sinners is what he says. This is the blind man talking. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. This morning I want to look at who God hears and what hinders God from hearing you this morning. I want you to know this morning on the authority of God's word that God hears the ones that praise the sinner's prayer. God hears the ones that have been born again. Friends, I want you to know this morning the Bible says that God hears with perfect reception. Number one, those who seek him. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 and verse number 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Friends, I want you to know this morning, he says, the ones that seek God. Hey, I want you to call on God while he is near. I want you to seek God while he is near. I don't know about you this morning, but I know in my life, I'll never forget the time. Hey, God got more near and more clear to me than I'd ever seen in my life. He had come to that place. He had knocked on my heart's door. Friends, I want you to know this morning that God, he is still knocking on heart's doors. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want you to know this morning, he is still standing at the door, Brother J.D. As it's written on the back of your glass this morning, Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 20, the Bible says, I stand at the door and knock. Hey, friends, I want you to know, hey, we get to that place in our life that God knocks on that heart's door and he invites us to come in. Friends, I want you to know this morning, God hears the ones that seeks him, and he stands at that door and he knocks. He says, I want you to know he seeks him, but look here, he also hears the ones that calls on him. Friends, this morning, when God knocks on your heart's door and you start getting under conviction this morning and you start realizing that God's doing something this morning and he starts pulling it and you start seeing him there, you get to another place, and when you call on the Lord, hey, this morning, if you ever called on the name of Jesus, can I get an amen? Woo! Glory! Have you ever called on the name of Jesus? Friends, I'm talking about, hey, calling on Jesus when you need him. I'm talking about, hey, nobody usually calls on him with their whole heart until they need him, and that's all they got. Amen. Friends, I want you to know, he gets to that place, and he says the ones that seeks him, but the ones that call on him. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 10 and verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what he says. He says those that seek and those that hear. Hey, with all this COVID going on, I want you to know we got to a place in our life, and I want to give you this. With all this COVID going on, and me and my family, we had got the COVID, and we had been quarantined in. Friends, we was laying there that night, and I'll never forget that night. It was about 10:30, and my wife had got to a place. She had got very, very sick, and we got in that room, and she was in there, and she was sick, and we was at the house, and she told me and Kaylee, she said, I want you to pray for me. Now, I'm talking about who God's hears. And friends, you get this morning. Hey, I'm a preacher of the gospel, and I get to a place though in my life, hey, where I get relaxed and I get comfortable, and I think I can just call on God anytime, any place, and anywhere. But friends, I want you to know he wants us to be real with him. He wants us to talk with him. And she said, y'all pray for me. And she was sick, and I went to lay my hand on her, and I was going to pray that prayer of repetition, and when I laid my hand on her, a word could not come out. He said, I don't want to hear that old foolish stuff. I don't want to hear repetition. I want you to get real. And friends, I want you to know, when you call on the Lord, when you need him, you'll get real with God. Hey, I told him, God, you know my need right now, and I need you to spare my wife's life. Friends, there's a lot of people this morning, hey, you got family members, and you need God to spare their lives. Don't you give up on them yet. Don't you back out on them. I want you to know this morning, if there's breath in them lungs, you keep praying for that individual. Friends, I want you to know there's a day coming. There's a day coming, and we want everybody to be standing on that day when it comes. There's something I do understand, though. It's the ones that seek him, and they're looking for him, and they're looking. What blows my mind in this? This man, he said, we know that God heareth not sinners. He is a blind man talking to the Pharisees. I'm going to stop right here and give you something. He said, they kept calling him the blind man. Hello, he's not blind no more. But he had to deal with it. He was still seeking God even though he was blind no more. Friends, this morning, whatever people used to know you as, some people are always going to reverence you that way. even though he had done seek God and he had done called on God, they still seen him as a blind man. Friends, this morning I want you to know, don't you let the crowd determine what your name is this morning. Your name this morning, as the song says, if you have seek God and you have called on the name of the Lord and he has saved your soul, I want you to know this morning on the authority of God's word, you're no longer used to be. You have been redeemed. You have been washed and you've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Friends, I want you to know we are heir unto him. We've been born again. Whoa, glory. Ain't that good? Man, to know that I don't have to no longer be looked at or represented as a dope head no more. Friends, I want you to know this morning, the old crowd may still see me that way, but I want you to know Christ sees me redeemed. He sees me washed. He sees me this morning, and he hears me because the day he knocked on my door, I seeked him out, and at that point, I called on the name of the Lord. You said, who does God hear, preacher? I want you to know there's been times in my life that you get to the place where you ever been where you think God ain't hearing. You ever thought about this? God don't really show up on your time. He don't really show up on my time. Man, hey, I don't even know if he wears a watch. Amen. Hey, the Bible tells us he's Father. He's the Father of everything. He's the Father of time. Have you ever just said, God, I need a miracle right now. I need you to save this individual. If you don't, my home is going crazy. My life is going crazy. And then he saves them when you're not even ready. You done gave up and quit praying. This guy here, this man had been in this state since he was a child. And then God steps in there and Jesus heals him, gives him his sight. But he says that he hears the one that seeks him. He hears the one not only seeks him, but the one that calls on him. But let me give you this. He hears the one that abides in Christ Jesus. When you abide in him this morning, let me show you in the text. Man, I'm glad to be here, ain't you? Man, you could have been anywhere this morning. But look here. God hears the one, the perfect reception. I'm talking about being perfectly in tune with God. The one who seeks him. The one who, as Isaiah 55:6, the one who calls on him, Romans 10:13, and the one who abides in him. John 15:7, the Bible says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in ye, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. He said, if you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. We're talking about one that seeks, and one that calls, and one that abides. And when I thought about perfect reception, and I thought about how God can hear, my mama's sitting right here, and I'm going to use her for an illustration, and I may not get no lunch today, but that'll be okay, amen? When I was a kid, I've always been short and always been round. I didn't even know they made nothing but huskies for a long time. Can I get amen? Yeah, I see some hands on them huskies. Man, mama, them pants look good. She said, son, we got to go over here in the husky aisle. That's the ones that what it meant was when you're bigger this way than you are this way. So them pants fit just right. And I remember there were some boys living in the town that we lived in over in Detroit. And I said, mama, can I go play with them? Mama, can I go where they are? Can we go? And she said, son, she said, you can go play with them, but don't get too far. And I said, mama, how far is too far? And she said, when I call, you better be able to listen. You better be able to hear me when I call. Friends, I want you to know we could go to Hamilton, Alabama and hear my mama call. Friends, I want you to know, hey, that's where I get how loud I am. Friends, we'd go off in the bottom. Hey, we'd go off. But I want you to know, when mama called, I came a-running. And this morning, on the authority of God's word, when God calls you, you need to come a-running. Don't you get so far out there that you can't hear God calling you. Don't you get so far out there. Don't you get wrapped up in sin. Don't you get wrapped up in worldly stuff. Don't you do that, because it'll lead to destruction, my friend. You said, preacher, I can't. No, you can't. You cannot handle sin. That's why Jesus had to go to the cross, because you and I cannot handle sin. And we must not get out of the range of his voice being spoken to us. I never forget, I'd tell them young boys, boy, we'd be up there, I'd tell them, they said, where y'all want to go? I said, I don't know. I said, go where you want to. They said, you got to be able to hear your mama. I said, don't worry about it. She'll scream off that thing. We'll know to get back. Friends, this morning, I want you to know God's hand's not short and he cannot reach this morning. But I want to stop right here, and this is what's going to, I don't want you to be confused. I want you to understand this. To have perfect reception, that's who God hears. Let's read verse 31, what the Bible says. Now we know, y'all know and I know. Y'all know and I know. Now ye know that God heareth not sinners. We've handled that. But if any man be a worshiper of God, we've handled that. That's the one who seeks Him, who calls on Him, and abides in Him. But here's where it is, Christian. The born-again person this morning, here's where we are in our life. He says not only the ones that worship God, but the ones that doeth His will, He heareth them. The ones that doeth His will, God hears them. So here's what I want to give you this morning. Four things that causes poor reception. I'm not talking about perfect reception. I'm talking about poor reception. You calling on God, you've been born again, and you feel like, hey, I go state trooper, thank God. And you feel like you have poor reception. If you run too fast down this road, I guarantee you, you will not have poor reception when He pulls you over. Let me give you this. The ones that hinders God from hearing us. And here is some things, and I want to see what just you just do this. Here it is, poor reception. Know ye not. Here it is. If any man be a worshiper of God and doeth His will. Preacher, what hinders God from hearing me? Number one, secret sins. Secret sins in a believer's life. Secret sins. Psalm 66:18 says, and this is the psalmist David says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Folks, this morning I want you to know as a born-again believer, you hide sin in your heart, it'll hinder how God hears you. It'll hinder your prayers this morning. Let me give this to you. The greatest secret sin. If you want to know what the greatest secret sin is, it is the secret sin that you have never told to God. That's that sin nobody knows about. That's that sin your wife doesn't know about. That's that sin your husband doesn't know about. That's that sin your parents doesn't know about. That's that sin in your life that you've had hid for years. You've hid it back and you say, God, it ain't going to hurt nothing. Friends, I want you to know this morning, it'll hinder what God can do in your life. It'll hinder your prayer life. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me. He said them secret sins in Psalm 66:18. But not only secret sins, but heart problems. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter number 1 and verse number 28. We're talking about not only secret sins, but heart problems. The heart becomes a problem on the inside. Look at this. Proverbs chapter number 1 and verse number 28. Friends, when we hide that sin in our life, sin won't work in a believer's life. Sin won't work in a believer's life. It don't line up. It don't work. There's misery. There's pain. But if we look this morning in the book, Proverbs 1:28, the Bible says, then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Friends, this morning, when we're born again, we must not hide secret sins, and we must not let our heart get to a place where we don't want God's correction this morning. But here goes one that's going to blow the minds of you. And I want to give you this morning. Secret sins are one thing. Heart problems is one thing. But here goes to my married couples that are sitting in the parking lot. And I'm just going to speak from experience. That's the best key. I'm just going to speak from experience. Home problems will hinder God hearing your prayers. Home problems will hinder God hearing your prayers. You said, preacher, how do you know that? Friends, I want you to know, if me and my wife is not in harmony, me and God ain't where we need to be. When my home life is a wreck, my whole life is a wreck. when my home life is lined up right where it needs to be, man, I want you to know I can read my Bible like I need to. I can pray like I need to. You let me and that woman have a spout. You let me and that woman get at one another. Then you call wanting me to pray. Friends, I want you to know it'll hinder your life. Friends, this morning, if you're a young couple and you're thinking about getting married this morning, if you can't get along with them now, you won't get along with them when you get married. Hey, if you can't handle it now, you won't handle it then. If you can't get along with them now, you won't change them when you marry them, friends. Listen to me this morning. Home problems will hinder our prayers to God. He said, preacher, can you prove it? I wouldn't have said it if it wasn't in the book. 1 Peter, turn with me there. I want every married couple to read this. 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 7. I want you to turn here. 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 7. He says, poor reception. What hinders God from hearing you? Secret sins, heart problems, home problems. 1 Peter 3, 7, the Bible says, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Men, if you got a wife, you ought to honor her. Well, I didn't hear a horn on that one. Men, if you got a wife, you ought to honor her as Christ. You ought to love her as Christ loved the church. You must honor her. A man, I'm not talking about a boy. I'm just going to stop right here. I'm not talking about a boy. I'm talking about a man. A man doesn't talk down to his wife. A man doesn't belittle his wife. A man doesn't beat on his wife. Friends, I want you to know this morning, a man of God will love that woman of God the way he should. The Bible says, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. Look this, that your prayers be not hindered. Boy, it's as good as it gets. He says, if you want your prayer life to be right, married couples, do not. Man, you just love one another. I know it's hard sometimes. I know it's hard sometimes. But I do know this. God loved me. And He expects me to love you, and He expects me to love my wife and my church. Folks, this morning, I want nothing in my life and nothing in your life to hinder my prayers this morning. I want this church to be so on fire for God, when an individual asks us to pray and we lay hands on, that individual be healed in the name of Jesus Christ immediately. He said, speak to them storms, speak to it. Folks, this morning, I want you to know in the Word of God, He said there's some things that are hindering. You can have that heart problem, you can have that home problem, but I want to give you one more thing. There's a hearing problem that takes place. It's a hearing problem. Turn with me to Proverbs 28 and verse number 9. It's a hearing problem this morning. A lot of times it's because we don't want to hear what God says. Proverbs chapter number 28 and verse number 9. Look here. It's a hearing problem. When you hide that secret sin, it'll produce heart problems, it'll produce home problems, and it'll produce hearing problems. Proverbs 28, 9, the Bible says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. He that turneth his ear away from the law and what the book says, even his prayer will be an abomination. But I won't leave you right there. In closing this morning, I just want to share this with you. Poor reception. Perfect reception is the one who seeks God, who calls on God, and who abides with God. Poor reception is when you hide stuff in your heart and you don't confess them to God. But I want to give you our reception provider this morning. The one that provides reception for you this morning. And can I say this morning, His name is Jesus Christ. When you repent of your sins, I want you to know that reception is restored right where God would have it to be. That line's right where it has to be. You don't have to say, hey, can you hear me now? You'll know God hears you. 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. Folks, this morning, if we will humble ourselves and seek God and turn from our wicked ways, I want you to know this morning, if we won't hide sin in our heart, if we won't hide that sin, that little bitty sin that we think does not destroy, Friends, I want you to know a little sin will destroy you like a big sin. Sin is sin. It'll destroy you. It'll kill you. Friends, this morning, that's why Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary, because of His love for you and I, that He would destroy sin. But let me give you this morning. He says that reception provider, that provider has the best coverage. If you're trying to run anyway but Jesus, you won't have coverage. That provider has the best coverage. He covers everywhere. He has unlimited talk time. You can talk all you want to. You can talk all you want to God through Jesus Christ. Hey, you can't go talk to God on your own. You got to go through Jesus. He's our author. He's our finisher. He is our high priest. You talk through Jesus. He covers everywhere. He's unlimited talk time. Hey, get this. With Jesus Christ, there's no roaming fees. There's no hidden fees. It's all been brought to the light. This provider has the best coverage because this provider has the best cost for you and I. Let me give you this. It's free. But of course, nothing is free. But Jesus pays for your reception to God through His blood. You know, no matter what in life you receive, nothing is never free. It may come to you free, but somebody had to pay a price. It may have come to you free, but somebody had to pay a price. The freedom we have this morning to come to this parking lot and preach, thus saith the Word of God. You listen, it's free to you and I, but it cost some man his life. It cost some soldier to fight for us and keep peace on this side. And friends, I want you to know the peace that's in my heart. I want you to know it cost a man his life. It cost a man his life. When I think about that song, I look at that picture, I know that man that's hanging on that cross. But I know this morning he's not hanging on that cross anymore. Folks, this morning it pays somebody. Somebody's got to pay the price. Somebody's got to be your provider. And this morning, if you got perfect reception, you ought to thank God Almighty that your life's right lined up right where it needs to be. But if you have poor reception and you feel like everything you're praying just ain't getting over the roof of the ceiling, let me tell you what's in my life most of the time. Can I give you that? Most of the time, if my prayers are just bumping the ceiling, it's because there's something in this heart right here that I've hid, and it ain't the Word of God. If you get more in the Word, you'll get more out of the world. The more you get in the world, the more you'll get out of the Word. Friends, this morning he says this, that when we get to this place, we see who God is, and He is our provider this morning, because this provider has been to the cross. If you are experiencing poor reception, let me give you this, tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus this morning. If your reception is not lined up the way it should be. The old hymn writer says, are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Your joys departed. Tell it to Jesus. Do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden? Tell it to Jesus. Have your sins that to man's eye are hidden? You've hidden your sins to man's eye. Man thinks you've got it going on, but you know in the inside there ain't nothing going on. Tell it to Jesus. Oh, but look here. Or do you fear the gathering clouds of sorrow? Are you anxious what shall be on tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus. Are you troubled at the thought of dying? Hello. Tell it to Jesus. For Christ coming daily, are you sighing? Tell it to Jesus. This morning that blind man said, For we know that God heareth not sinners, but He hears those that worship Him and does His will. This morning I want to ask you a question. Are you doing God's will in your life? Are you a worshiper of our God this morning, Jesus Christ, and are you doing His will? If not this morning, I encourage you to tell it to Jesus. To tell it to Jesus. Folks, this morning it is so simple. Right now, if you're burdened and beat down, I know it's hot out there. It's a lot hotter out there. I sat there last week than it is up here. It's a lot hotter right there. Let me give you this. This week, try this. Man, if everything's chaos in your life, but you know that you're born again, don't get too prideful that you don't humble right before God Almighty. Lord God, you know what's going on in my life. Please help me. Please help me. Lord God, you know that secret sin that's in my life that I've never told nobody. I've been hiding it for a long time and it's deep down on the inside. Preacher, do I got to tell everybody? No, you just got to tell one body. That's Jesus. And when you call that sin to Jesus Christ, I want you to know that reception that was covered and no good, felt like you can't get out, all of a sudden, you'll have Jesus on the main line. This morning, I want to ask you a question. How is your reception this morning? Are you picking up good? Can you hear good? I don't care where you're at in your life. You're going to have to battle sin. Jesus paid for it, preacher. Yes, he did. But we still live in this old body. And we're going to have to fight sin on a daily basis. And the only way you can fight sin is through the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask you this morning, how is your reception this morning? Let us pray. Father God, I love you and I thank you. I thank you that we can tell it to Jesus. Father God, we can tell it to Jesus. Father God, when our neighbor ain't been treating us the way we should, we can tell it to Jesus. Lord God, when we ain't been the neighbor we should be, hey, we can tell it to Jesus. Lord God, this morning, I pray this morning that we're just telling it to Jesus. Lord God, we told it to him to begin with when we got saved. Holy Spirit convicted us. Lord, we told it to Jesus. Lord God, this morning, if there be a sin that so easily besets us this morning, we just can't get over. Hey, we can go tell it to Jesus. We can tell it to Jesus. He knows about it anyway. But he's waiting on us to tell it. Lord, any good father, Father God, this morning, any daddy in this parking lot this morning, if their child come to them and said, I'm sorry for what I've done wrong, they'd forgive them. Lord God, if I've done anything wrong this morning, I ask you to forgive me in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask you to take this word this morning. Father God, this blind man, they said, who are you to tell us? You were born in sin. That's what they told him. And then they cast him out. But Father God, when we get right with you, no matter what the crowd does, how they cast us out and how they kick us out, you'll always be there right beside us. Lord, I pray this morning you have your will, you have your way. And Lord God, I pray you do it in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. As we sang this morning,